USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More than 52,000 Americans have now died from COVID-19. Many officials believe the worst is yet to come, but some states are now beginning to ease restrictions. Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
We are working on strategies that I will announce on Monday about the extent to which Texas can begin to open business, and we're doing so based upon the advice of the four medical doctors that we have working on this project.
A federal judge has ruled the government has violated protections for migrant children during the pandemic. Lori Levinson of Loyola Law School.
It's a really dire situation by the migrants that led to this ruling. Not only do you have them full of kids who don't have their parents with them, but you have the spread of the COVID virus throughout the facilities. So there's really no way to wait until later, given the dire situation. It's a ticking time bomb.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1-ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1-ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to FinestKnown.com.
The FDA has approved a new COVID-19 test that you can take at home. USA Radio's John Hunt has details.
Dr. Stephen Hahn, the Food and Drug Administration Commissioner, announced during the White House Coronavirus Task Force briefing that the organization has now approved the first at-home COVID-19 test kit.
This is a test where, under certain circumstances with a doctor's supervision, a test can be mailed to a patient, and the patient can perform the self-swab and then mail it back and get the results after that time, all under the guidance of a licensed physician.
Hahn said the FDA has also approved the manufacture of 63 other tests.
Joe Biden has made a prediction about the upcoming presidential election. During a fundraiser, he said, "Mark my words, I think he's going to try to kick back the election somehow, come up with some kind of rationale of why it can't be held." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Social media is giving us new ways to gather together. Facebook has introduced a new video call system that will allow users and non-users alike to take part in group video chats with up to 50 people. The social media company calls the new service Messenger Rooms. Users can create or join video chat rooms from their smartphones or desktops. Those who create a room can choose who can see it, who can join, and can lock a room to prevent others from joining. Facebook said it's also planning to add ways to create rooms in Instagram Direct, WhatsApp, and Portal. Also, users with the Messenger app can incorporate augmented reality effects such as 360 backgrounds, mood lighting, and bunny ear filters. An outbreak of COVID-19 at a Walmart in Aurora, Colorado has killed several employees. KCNC-TV reporter Dominic Garcia spoke with Jesse Metcalf, an employee at the store, who says management tried to keep employees from knowing about the outbreak.
The Tri-County Health Department has closed the store, and Jesse has no idea when she'll go back to work.
We reached out to the health department, and they told us to call Walmart. But nobody answers the phone or anything.
When your store opens back up, do you trust that management will do what's necessary to keep you safe?
No, I don't.
Many Walmart employees say they're worried about going back to work with the pandemic still spreading in their community. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.